here working in this place. Worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is you. God, that is who you
If you leave it plugged in, like the lead plugged in, you're draining power from the guitar. So you have to like unplug it every time, but I forget sometimes and drain the.
Do you charge it or do you have to replace it?
No, you put a new battery in. But they're just like cheap batteries from, like, you get them from any shop ever.
Do you know then if my new guitar will need that?
I don't think it will. Mine's just special.
Because it does have, like, the three pickups.
Yeah. No, I don't know why mine does.
I think that's because they're, like, you've got true single coils, and I think these are, like, there's a layer to them. So they're actually, and that's the take out fret buzz.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we'll,
So, yeah, this is
never stop working, even when I don't see it, you're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working, never stop working, even when I don't see it, you're working.
My legs, I cannot move it.
Why is my guitar so weird?
Sorry?
My guitar, it's completely out of tune.
Oh, here, they just...
Wait, I need to check.
Why is it at D? What?
Because it's very low. Right, so.
Does that mean it's...
No, keep going. Yeah, that's it.
Contrasts my red shirt.
Two, three, four.
The sound, just children, clean as pure.
God. Name is Jesus. Swing wide on you heavens. Let the praise go up as the walls come down. Oh creation, everything with breath repeat the sound.
That I could talk on for a long time. It is a topic that I have been learning about for a long time. Maintaining healthy boundaries. It is something I have spent many an hour with good friends, with my pastors, with God, seeking my value as God's child, to know the value of having healthy boundaries in my life, in every respect. So, I'm just going to take my watch off so that I stay on time. I just did something to my screen, so forgive me if I get a little lost. That's okay. All right. Last week, we heard from Maria about hearing God's voice, about hearing from Him. And what can that look like? What does that mean for us? There's no particular formula. However, there we go. Maria did give us a slide to show what we would feel when we are hearing God's voice accurately and what hearing voices from others can sound like. So when we hear God's voice, it will feel calm. We will feel comforted by His voice and convicted by what He's telling us. We will be encouraged or perhaps enlightened. He will be leading us into spaces that are all of those things. It will be a reassuring voice and one that brings a stillness or a peace. I'm going to take this a step further this week, today, and I'm going to build on that to look at how God's voice, represented here, also is what it looks like when we maintain healthy boundaries. So, I want to put in this moment that sometimes we can be putting in healthy boundaries and other people around us don't like it. Other people may come against us in those moments. And I want to very strongly share now that when God is leading you in healthy boundaries, you will feel these things. You may not feel the calm or the comfort or the good conviction around the way someone else is treating you because of the boundary you're setting. The boundaries that you set may upset people. It may cause them to get angry with you or upset, and that will get you to a space where maybe you feel condemnation. Maybe you start to worry about the choice you've made. But I want to strongly impress at this point that if God is with you and you have spoken with him and heard from him around making those healthy boundaries, that you will feel a sense of the calm and conviction and encouragement, enlightenment, all those things around the boundary that is being put in place. I am basing a lot of what I talk about today. Oh, no. It's a bit of a delay, I apologize. On Mark chapter 6, 30. Oh, I've got to 44 up there. I apologize. It should be to 46. It is a lot. If you can't read it, I am going to read it to you, so don't fret too much. I invite you, if you've got your Bible with you, please do turn to it. This particular version is the ESV. A little bit of background to this particular passage. Jesus had sent the apostles out two by two to go and preach the gospel, to heal, and to set people free from the demonic. And here they are. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now, many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go and go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "What, should we go and buy 200 denarii, which is about 200 days' wages at the time, worth of bread, and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "Well, how many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. There is a lot in that passage that we could unpack, and it would take a long time. So I am going to focus on the boundaries part of this passage. So let's start by defining boundaries. Maybe I might just, yeah, awesome, thank you. And we'll go again. Do you want to just push that one? Thanks, Josh. That's awesome. I might just get you to do that. So, a boundary. To begin with, first definition, it is a line which marks the limit of an area. So I've just recently completed having my house built, and when I bought the parcel of land, they said, "Here is your boundary line. You can put a house within those lines. Do not go outside of them." It's very clearly marked. On that parcel of land, when I said, "I want to build this house," they said, "I'm sorry, you can't build on this part, this part, or this part. you can only build on these parts. And so my house had to fit there. Very clearly defined. Thanks. But let's look at personal boundaries. They are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them, and how they will respond when someone passes those limits. And we heard a little bit about that from Tim a couple of weeks ago with Tim's top 10 relationships. Is that right? Top 10 tips. That's it. Thank you for dating. If you haven't heard that one, please do go to the website and have a listen. Amazing. Really, really good. But he was really clear in what he was suggesting, that you have boundaries for your relationships. And it's for these purposes. You know what you are going to do if people cross the line. And you know where the line is so that you can stop people from crossing it as far as possible. Boundaries say how much you are willing to give or to take before requiring that things change. So, in our passage, so life boundaries, we want to establish those, okay, both physical boundaries, some emotional boundaries, how do we keep our emotions healthy, mentally, how do we remain healthy and spiritually. So, right at the beginning of our passage, Jesus set a boundary for the disciples. He said, okay, you have done a lot of work. You have been busy. You haven't eaten. You haven't rested. You are exhausted. It's time. Come away. Find a quiet place, a desolate place. That is a place of no distraction. And rest. So, we have a boundary in place. Off they go. They head across, but people meet them there. Now, I noticed in this passage that they went on the boat. They crossed to the other side and they were recognized. But he had compassion on them. That is Jesus. He had compassion on the people and he started teaching them. Now, I don't know about you, but when I have set a boundary and I am ready for some rest because I'm exhausted, I get a little bit antsy when somebody wants to change that plan. I'm not very happy about it. So I can only imagine when I read this passage that the disciples probably weren't terribly happy with Jesus deciding that, oh, you know what, it's time to teach and preach again. The Bible doesn't tell us what they did during that time. But it does say that when it got late, they came to Jesus a little bit unhappy. Send them away. This is that desolate place you were telling us to come to, and there's people here. Send them away. It's time to eat. They might need some food, because we sure do. So, sometimes our boundaries do get changed for us. There are times where we need to press in to those changes. And there are times where we need to walk away. But at all times, we should pause and reestablish those boundaries with God. The boundaries that God has for us, because God speaks to us all the time. What he said 10 minutes ago may not apply now because somebody else has walked in the room. We need to stop and we need to listen. What is the new boundary, Lord? Do I need to press in and take this new opportunity with you, even though I'm exhausted, even though I don't actually like that job, even though I don't really want to go near that person? What would you have me do? Do I walk away? So, I'll give this another go. It's not going to happen. Thanks, Josh. again. All right. So Jesus did his preaching and teaching. They had to choose what to do in that moment where Jesus is teaching. What are they doing? They had to perhaps defer to Jesus. Maybe they had to just sit and listen. Maybe they were actively involved. We don't know. But they went to Jesus. Jesus performed some miracles. I'm not making light of those miracles. They're huge. I'm not making light of them, but we're just going to pass over them for the purpose of this little session today. Jesus then re-established the boundaries. It is time to rest. So he sent them away. Get in the boat and you actually go ahead of me because I know you guys are exhausted. I'll deal with these guys. 5,000 men and plus some. I'll deal with them. You go. So immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. But then he established a boundary for himself. After he had taken leave of the many, he went up a mountain to pray because he'd spent time teaching and preaching too. And so he needed some time. So I want to now ask you about your boundaries. When you're establishing new boundaries, who do you speak to? Maria asked us this last week. Who do you speak to? Who's the first person you speak to when stress comes into your life? Some of us, when we did our little poll, some of us said, yep, I go straight to God. Some of us said, I have friends or family members that I go to. Some won't go to Google. Whoever you go to, they need to be knowing God's grace for you. So I would suggest that if you're in a healthy relationship with Jesus, the first person to go to is always God. How are you going to set boundaries with him? Because he knows what's best for you. He knows you better than anybody else. Do you know your limitations? Do you know right now where God is asking you to establish some limitations? How do you respond when you are exhausted? When you've been busy and you need a rest, but others ask for more from you? Who do you go to? Who do you speak to? How do you deal with that moment? How do you respond when there's been clearly established lines in a relationship, but the other person is trying to push their way past those boundary lines? How do you respond with the grace of God in that situation? When you're pressed, can you say no? Or when you're prompted, can you say yes? It may be that God wants us to learn to say no in a gracious way. That situations will come up, boundaries will be pushed, pressed against, shifted beyond your control sometimes. Maybe God wants to teach you how to say no in a gracious way. If you are feeling that anxiousness or worry or fear about a boundary that is being imposed upon, maybe it's time to turn back to God and say, Lord, I need your peace and grace in this. How do I respond? And you'll know his voice. It may not be audible. It might be a prompting. It might be a pressing in. I've heard people say for them, it feels different in different parts of their body when they hear from God. But you'll know you've got the answer because you will, again, you'll have that peace and that calm about what comes. And I also just want to express that saying no without an explicit explanation is okay. You can say, no, I'm sorry, I can't. No, I'm sorry, I won't. And you don't have to explain yourself. That's okay. It may be that God is stretching a boundary of yours, just as he did with the disciples. He shifted the boundary. So we actually learn after the passage that I read. If you keep reading, you will see that the disciples actually hardened their hearts, that their hearts were hardened against the miracles of the loaves and the fish. And I wonder myself, and I don't have an answer that I can give you, but I wonder if maybe it's because they felt their boundary was in place but didn't recognize that God wanted to stretch them just a little bit further. That's my wondering. So maybe it is that right now you should be saying yes to some new boundaries. Knowing that you've spent time listening to God's voice, that you may feel at peace and know that the new boundaries are healthy boundaries. So my challenge to you today is this. What is one boundary in your life that God is challenging you to reassess or seek him in, possibly again, this week? So would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, I want you, Lord, to just come and make clear to everybody in this room a boundary that you want to stretch them in, grow them in, or teach them in, where, Lord, you want to move with them to establish something healthier in their life than what they have right now. Lord, would you highlight that for each person in this room now? That what comes to mind, Lord, they would know is of you. That they may have felt something in their heart or tummy or head as I've been speaking, Lord. That they would know that you're tapping them on the shoulder saying, hey, I want to work with you in this. So, Father, would you open hearts and minds now to your prompting this week for change, for establishing the next step of healthy, of being healthy in relationship with you. Father, we just thank you for your still small voice and that you come and bring peace, that you bring calm, that you lead. And so, Father, we want to walk with you this week and bless you as we do. In Jesus' name, amen.